Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lohs.
Doing good.
And we are here with the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead. We've been having a very detailed conversation about the coronavirus, things to be done, and we're going to end it with call 311. Anything that you may not have heard, anything that you have questions about, please call 311 because we want to move forward. We have a AAA bond rating in the town of North Hempstead. That's one of the things we want to talk about. This town is doing so many tremendous things that we can't let something like a virus take all the good out of it. And that's really what we have to look at.
Good. So, well stated.
Let's talk about the good stuff, Judy.
Let's talk about the good stuff. So that's you, John, and that's you, Otto. And I want to particularly thank Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting at WCWP, for always being such a gracious host.
He's wonderful.
And I don't know if I thanked Ren and Ryan yet, but thank you guys for your engineering and all that you're doing to help us broadcast this. And Christine, of course, we love you and thank you always. Okay.
The town. The town's never been better. I mean, honestly, it really, each year, the state of the town, this one I missed, unfortunately, but the state of the town is really just getting, it's almost too redundant. I mean, in a good way. It's in a good way. It's like, we can't get any better, so why bother?
Yeah, what's the sense talking
yeah,
about
what's
it?
The sense?
So here's the thing. The minute you think you can't get any better, that's the time to leave. Because there are always there's always things that need improving. There are always things you need to work on. And we're so determined to make sure that we're always looking at what else can we do, how can we make it better.
I think that's true of us in our lives.
Yes.
You know, you always want to try to do something better within whatever the scope of your life is at that point in time.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, John, you mentioned the AAA bond rating, so I'm not going to let that go. We have a AAA bond rating. We got it for the first time in 2016.
Right.
It's the highest bond rating a municipality can attain. It's the first time North Hempstead received it, and every time you go out for any kind of bond authorization, you need to be recertified. It needs the rating is looked at again. So we're very proud that this has been recertified six times, and we're going
for six, really?
Yeah, because every time you go out for a bond,
yeah, I know that. I just didn't know how many times you went out. Okay.
Yeah. So and of course, because we're always so proud of it, every time we go to be it's a little nerve wracking because you don't want to ever have to say, well,
But
know.
I wasn't at the state of the town either, but I did read and I did listen. And that the debt for the town went down by $27.6 million, which in this political world is pretty miraculous.
Well, that's since 2014, I took office.
Well, that's all right.
Absolutely.
It didn't go up.
No.
You know?
We're very conscious of the fact that we have a lot of people who are living on fixed incomes, especially our seniors. And so we make sure that we're using every tax dollar as wisely as we can. You know, people will write their tax, and we appreciate all the, especially our seniors who have lived here, who have raised their families here, who've sent their kids to school here, who have paid their taxes here for many years.
Right.
And they write that check for taxes to our great receiver of taxes, Charlie Berman, and they think that's all going to the town. So all that money does not go to the town. So I don't know if you guys know this, but if you live in a village.
Yeah, it goes to a lot of places.
Okay, but if you, out of all the money that you're writing, what percentage of that money do you think goes to the town if you live in a village?
Good question. Don't know the answer.
Take a guess.
35%.
2%.
Really?
2% of the check that you
write
to Mr.
I knew only because I was at a meeting and I nearly dropped.
To Mr. Berman.
I thought 35%, same thing as you.
If you live in a village,
Wow. It's
2%. Yep. If you don't live in a village, if you live in the unincorporated area, because then you're paying for the fact that we're plowing your streets and we're paving your roads, it's 4%.
Well, I live in an unincorporated part of New Hyde Park.
So then 4% of that check comes to the town.
which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Right. So and we are very intent upon never going above the tax cap, which is 2%. And, you know, again, making sure that, you know, there are always more and more demands. They've got to be balanced. One of the things that's so important to people is the condition of our roads. I get so many emails from people so angry about the roads. There's a pothole here. And invariably, and I'm not going to say it's never the town road, but invariably it's another jurisdiction's road, whether it's the state or the county. You know, Jericho Turnpike is a state road, New Hyde Park. Hillside Avenue is a state road.
Needs a lot of work.
Yeah, well, I get a lot of complaints about that. I'll never say we can't do anything about it. I'll say I will forward your concerns to your, whatever the jurisdiction is, you know, representative. But we, when I first came to the town, we had a program for paving roads, we started out by allocating $2 million a year to the repaving of roads. But because there was such concern about the condition of roads, it's now up to $4 million a year for repaving roads. So we're repaving a lot of roads. If you are riding on a town road and you see a pothole, call 311, let us know about it. We're going to fix it.
I actually did that, and I took a picture of the pothole and sent it, and it got responded to almost instantly. They fixed the pothole.
You're a poster
child. I'm telling you. We've come a long way.
I think he's done all these things as a test, hoping one might fail.
Well, you know, but that's good.
I agree.
Because the thing is, if you see something that's not right, we want to know about it. Because it's great to be surrounded by people who tell you everything is terrific. And that's lovely if, in fact, that's true. But we want to know if something's not okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to know if somebody doesn't tell you. But I also say it should be done in a nice way. There's no reason to people to complain about things in a nasty way because that doesn't get you anywhere. But some people think that if they do it in a nasty way, they're going to get more reaction. Me, I think it works the other way around.
I agree with you.
So there are so many people who...
And you don't have to support that or anything because I'm the one saying it.
Yeah, but there are so many people who, you know, say just want to let you know, and they do it in a most gracious and lovely way. And then there are the others. but everyone is responded to, and we do the, you know, we really try to address every concern that comes. We do address every concern that comes to us. It may not be fast enough, but
and guess what? Some of them are not going to be the answers the person wants, because if it can't be, it can't be. The person who's not getting you to do the street, go to the state.
But that's an answer.
That's an answer.
But it's
an answer.
You can't
do it.
It's not our jurisdiction. Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of things where we got complaints about. Whether it's a utility or, you know, a Long Island Railroad issue, and we'll forward it along, but it's not ours to fix. But let's talk about some really positive things.
How about athletics?
Okay.
Actually, before I want to go to athletics, I just want to say one thing, and I don't want it to have gotten lost here. It's a AAA bond rating, okay, that's going to be approved for the seventh time, and a 29 million reduction in debt, with services basically being maintained and in many cases increased.
Yes.
You put that together, that exists basically no place in this country. That is huge. And I don't want that missed because those are three, I mean, like, normally services go up, but then their taxes go up, or this is going to go down. I mean, this is going in the right direction in every aspect, and I just wanted to put that across.
Well, I think you're right. And some examples I give you, because I walk a lot and I like to look around, I'm nosy. Your dog park is now a success over in Tully.
Isn't that fabulous?
Because I walk around there. When I first, we were on a while ago, and there were like two people maybe. One dog, two people. Yeah. Now,
killing me.
Now I go there and there's like, I'm not making it up, 25, 30 dogs.
Wow.
Easy. The biggest concern I have is that they don't knock each other off, because some dogs are very aggressive in their method of playing, you know. But that's
25 when you were there.
Yeah,
for that period.
That's
of time.
Just an example of a small quality of life kind of thing that has been added. And then I go through the athletic thing. Of course, I mentioned it to Judy offline. You know, one of the things I do when you're coming on is I store up stuff. You know, like things that you talk about. I see picture in the paper. I'll put it on the side and see, okay. So here's the athletic part that I saw Judy involved with, all right? She's involved with a bike and hiking trail of 2 miles through the Long Island MTW Bikers Club. You've been involved with basketball with the Long Island Nets, said, yes, we can. You've been involved with the youth recreation program. John's favorite, the Polar Plunge, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Senior softball, pickleball, the Tully exercise equipment area, which I mentioned earlier. So you've been quite into the athletics. So I guess the question is, Judy, are you doing all these things?
So if you had asked me like 2 months ago, I might have been sitting here going, oh, I can't believe he's asking me this. However, that's the timing in life is everything. So I actually, we have pickleball courts now at the CGM facility, but that is only for residents who are in the Clinton G. Martin Park District.
Right.
But we have pickleball courts someplace else, and it's escaping me.
Manhasset, right?
Is it at Manor Haven?
Oh, yeah, the Manor Haven Pool. I believe it's in the Manor Haven
Pool. Okay. And we are planning on adding pickleball courts to Whitney Pond Park. Mm-hmm. I actually was invited by, and this isn't through Project Independence, but this is through, I guess it's the Joy
Food. The Olympic Food Committee.
Yeah, well, one day it will be. But Betty Leong invited me to play pickleball. There was someone giving lessons. There's pickleball available indoors at the Manhasset EOC building.
Right.
So I played. I loved it. It was fab. Because I used to be a tennis player. I don't play tennis anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
But pickleball is really kind of tennis with very reduced lines. I mean, they play
it's
on
like
tennis courts.
It's like a plastic ball, like a wiffle ball.
It is.
Kind of thing.
It's a paddle. Yeah. And I don't know if it is a wiffle ball, but it looks like a wiffle ball. So
right.
I didn't know that.
Right, right.
I had the best time.
Yeah.
It's fast moving or no?
It depends who's playing.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Okay. And then the other day I went to the Joyfu Senior Club, and I played ping pong.
Oh, cool. Ping pong. I didn't even have that on yet.
That is fun. We have added 2 miles to the, not 2 miles, we've added a mile to our Hempstead Harbor Trail.
Which I have done, by the way.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
so now it goes from North Hempstead Beach Park, where the entrance is by the gazebo. And if you're going to walk on the trail during the months where you have to pay for parking there,
right,
you do not have to pay for parking. If you
right
say you're off going
the
to walk
all the way
on
over
the trail,
right,
you put it all the way over. So my husband Jay and I have walked the trail a few times.
Yeah.
It now extends all the way into Roslyn. It goes like, you know, up to the aqueduct.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing trail.
Yeah, it's fun. It's nice. It's peaceful.
It's hard to believe that you're in the middle of, you know, a suburban-urban kind of
such
area. Yeah.
What's the story on the trail now, the one that's across the street from that?
From Klein.
I'm going to ask Judy to hold that answer because we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.